from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. This is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks in Sioux Falls. Today we have important updates from a fire near Custer, updates on how the U.S.-Iran conflict is impacting one of South Dakota's major industries, and even more. It's Tuesday, March 16th. Here are today's stories. The 8,000-plus-acre quarry wildfire continues to burn near the community of Custer. While officials say crews are making progress and some restrictions have eased, areas of the fire remain uncontained. SDPB CJ Keene has more.
The fire, located to the south of Custer, has seen progress but remains a battle as fire lines are continuously created to cut the blaze off. At base camp, Incident Commander Todd Hoover broke down the situation from spark to today.
We had fire moving across the landscape at high rates of speed. It immediately pushed us into doing point protection around the structures. We didn't have enough resources here to start trying to establish control lines at that point. After the first initial day, the weather moderated a little bit, and we were able to start working on some of the containment and perimeter lines, in addition to ensuring that we did our best to protect all the structures and infrastructure inside the fire.
Now that some time has passed, Hoover says the interagency effort has contributed more resources to begin the containment process. While the recent late-season snowfall may feel like a win for firefighters, that could be misleading.
Because of some of the terrain and a few of the areas are a little more remote, it's kind of a mixed blessing. Yes, it slowed the fire progress down and gave us a chance, but it is delaying some of the final outcomes.
Further, with warmer, fire-friendly weather in the forecast, residents can expect to see smoke for at least a few more days. However, Hoover says morale is holding in the burn zone.
This fire, obviously, it is early in the season, but everybody is recharged, regenerated from the break over the winter season. The cold weather has been a little bit of a struggle, not only for the equipment, but for the folks getting up in the morning and having to go out into the cold. But generally, everybody is happy and willing to be here.
The extent of damage to property is unclear, but the Custer County Sheriff's Office said over the weekend several structures, including homes, have been lost. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Custer.
As of the last update, the fire is 27% contained. We'll bring you CJ Keene's full conversation with Fire Incident Commander Todd Hoover later on the podcast. Conflict in the Middle East is driving prices up for South Dakota producers, and it goes beyond just pain at the pump. While diesel and gasoline prices are increasing for the average consumer, one of South Dakota's top industries, agriculture, is also feeling the pinch just ahead of spring planting. It's largely driven by U.S.-Iran conflict. The conflict has disrupted a key global trade route, the Strait of Hormuz. About 20% of global oil and gas passes through the waterway. Fertilizer from the area is also being limited, driving up the price on the global market. The conflict is also affecting other items outside of oil and fertilizer. John Appel is the Vice President of Category Management at the Farmers Business Network. He says FBN is seeing farmer input costs rising in the U.S. and South Dakota.
We are seeing a bit of an uptick in certain products like glyphosate, as an example. We also hear from upstream suppliers that they're still trying to get their hands around cost implications of this to better assess their cost of goods. And some of them have even stopped quoting. Others have pulled back on importing into the United States until they get a better handle on freight costs.
While crop producers are seeing an impact, it's harder to say what this means for other producers in South Dakota. Kaylani Latham is a Harding County, South Dakota cattle rancher. She says she's expecting some sort of impact.
It doesn't directly affect it, but we're going to see it because it comes off of Wall Street and how those markets work. So we're going to see all the panic happening over there, and it's going to fluctuate our markets for when we sell.
Latham's also expecting direct impacts that could hit her bottom line.
Fuel, cost of goods, our trucking, which goes back to fuel to truck in feed for our cattle, is going to most likely go up. And you're going to see probably energy prices go up. There's so many strings attached to so many different things.
While prices are increasing, the Farmers Business Network suggests some ways to ease the burden. They suggest resources like the FBN store to price source. Farmers can also lock in pricing now to avoid potentially increased prices down the road. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks in Sioux Falls. As the Quarry Fire continues to burn near Custer, homeowners and residents are hoping for updates as soon as they can come in. At HQ, fire leaders have the latest maps, and firefighters are constantly on the move. SDPB's CJ Keene sat down with Fire Incident Commander Todd Hoover at base camp.
First of all, just tell me a little bit about what we're seeing acreage-wise and response-wise.
So the current acreage of the fire today is 8,420 acres. The response has been a great interagency response from all the agencies and local entities. So that would include the state of South Dakota, the volunteer fire departments, the BLM, the Park Service, the Forest Service. We have contractors and other cooperating agencies in here as well.
How has the process of fighting the fire been going so far?
So initially when the fire started, it was a very busy day. We had fire moving across the landscape at high rates of speed. It immediately pushed us into doing point protection around the structures. We didn't have enough resources here to start trying to establish control lines at that point. After the first initial day, the weather moderated a little bit, and we were able to start working on some of the containment and perimeter lines, in addition to ensuring that we did our best to protect all the structures and infrastructure inside the fire. And then the last couple days, we've had a significant change in the weather where it's cooled off quite a bit. Unfortunately, we only got a skift of snow, but that has moderated the fire behavior significantly. Now the weather's gonna swing the other day as we go into a warm up and a drier phase. So the crews are out there actively working right now to shore up those lines. We do still have a little burning to do to bring the fire down to the closest roads and the best containment lines for our probability of high success there. So we're working diligently today and tomorrow to get that done before the fire weather becomes critical later in the week.
You mentioned the snow, and outside of my apartment in Rapid City, I noticed the snow was sublimating, and for the listeners, that just means it's turning directly from a solid into a gas. Was the snow maybe less of a benefit than we might have thought, or did it help to contain the fire?
The change in the weather has kind of just prolonged our ability to fully get the fire to fully start getting the fire contained. Because of some of the terrain and a few of the areas are a little more remote, it has slowed the fire progress down, which has allowed crews to prep the containment lines, but it has slowed the progress in actually getting the black down to the containment line so that we can start working on the containment part of it. It's kind of a mixed blessing. Yes, it slowed the fire progress down and gave us a chance, but it is delaying some of the final outcomes. So right now, or at the beginning of the fire, we did a lot of evacuations through the fire area, and we were also being proactive the first couple days and evacuating out in front of the areas we thought were the potential spread. We've currently, with the change in the weather and being able to get in there and do a lot of good work, mitigating a bunch of the hazards in there, we have allowed local homeowners to check in with the sheriff's department, and then they get issued a card by the sheriff's department and emergency management that they must have when on site out there, and then that allows them to go back into their homes. The area is still closed to the general public. A lot of the primary roads are still closed to the general public. We're only allowing the homeowners with these cards and the permission of the emergency management to go back in there at this time.
Last question that I have for you is just morale on the fire line. How are the guys doing?
So with this being a springtime fire, the vast majority of the firefighting crews are coming off of their normal winter rest. This fire, obviously, it is early in the season, but everybody is recharged, regenerated from the break over the winter season. And so the firefighters are excited and happy to be here. The cold weather has been a little bit of a struggle, not only for the equipment, but for the folks getting up in the morning and having to go out into the cold. But generally, everybody is happy and willing to be here.
As of the last update, the fire is 27% contained. Prosecutors in Pennington County dismissed charges against a prominent indigenous rights advocate. Charges stemming from a 2022 incident against Nick Tilson, CEO and founder of NDN Collective, have been dropped. Tilson faced over 25 years in prison, originally facing charges of aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer and obstruction. Ultimately, the trial resulted in a hung jury. Tilson maintained his innocence throughout. In a statement, he says his freedom wasn't granted by the court system, but was, quote, won by the people, the movement, and the ancestors. Pennington County State's attorney writes, the decision to dismiss this case was made after careful review and thoughtful consideration. The office adds they stand by the charging decision. The South Dakota Department of Public Safety is ending the pile burn season early in the Black Hills. The season was scheduled to run through March 31st, but officials say it's now over due to wildfire conditions. The DPS has revoked all burn pile permits across the Black Hills. This comes as quarry fires burn thousands of acres near Custer. The South Dakota Supreme Court upholds multiple convictions of a man charged in a series of crimes in the northern Black Hills. Prosecutors say Colton Ware was arrested six times between December of 2023 and October of 2024 in Lawrence and Meade counties. The charges included assault, grand theft, and drug distribution. Ware took a plea deal resulting in a 10-year sentence. Ware said it was his understanding he'd be eligible for parole after serving 75% of the sentence. But based on a law passed in 2023 by the legislature known as the Truth in Sentencing Law, Ware was not eligible for early parole. Ware appealed, arguing he wasn't aware of this and his sentence should be vacated. The state Supreme Court rejected that claim and affirmed his sentence. Several top state officials are taking part in a South Dakota trade mission to Japan and South Korea. Lieutenant Governor Tony Van Hyzen is leading the delegation. He's joined by Ag Secretary Hunter Roberts, Governor's Office of Economic Development Commissioner Bill Even, and members of the South Dakota Trade Organization. Officials say the mission aims to strengthen commercial relationships with two of the nation's most important allies in Asia. Both are top soybean export markets. South Dakota Trade coordinates several missions like this each year. Recent delegations visited Mexico, Ireland, and South Africa. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.